No one knew the boy's name. Instead, because of rumors that he was a poor Italian immigrant, he became known as the Italian boy. Police hoped this wouldn't benefit the four accused of his murder come the coroner's inquest. The autopsy was performed that night, and it only made the potential killers look worse.
A surgeon named George Beeman examined the body further, with Richard Partridge and another man assisting him. They found that the boy's skin was covered in bruises, like he'd been gripped very tightly, and his chest was caved in as though someone had knelt on it.
Finally, Beeman concluded that the boy had been killed by a blow to the back of the neck with a sharp object.
On November 8th, the inquest opened at a local public house. Almost immediately, jurors and witnesses debated the boy's identity. Many posed theories and even names, but they were all discredited one way or another.